You ain't got to act uppity, arrogant, or no, just be yourself. Yes. It's on you. Yes. Tell somebody it's on you.
It's on you.
You can't hide it. Unless you put a bushel over that light. Yes. Take that bushel off and let your light shine. Yes. Don't be afraid to let your light shine. Yes. Don't be afraid to talk like you got some sense when everybody else talking like a fool. Everybody else cussing and that, and you talking like you got some sense, and they looking at you funny. Let them look funny. After a while, they're going to start humbling themselves down. Because the kingdom that you carry, what you are carrying, the one that is in you, the one you represent, is greater. And he's here with a purpose to subdue every other kingdom, to take over every other kingdom, till all the kingdoms of the earth have become the kingdom of our Lord and of our Christ. And that's what we are here for. We ain't here to hide out till Jesus comes. Sit over in the corner. No, your voice need to be heard. Some of y'all be like Jeremiah. Every time I open my mouth, some kind of trouble coming. But as long as you opening your mouth in truth, as long as what's coming out of your mouth has to do with God's kingdom, suffer it to be so for a while. Because after a while, graduation will come.
Yes.
After a while, your reward will come.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
I see some of y'all right now. Some people are going to be saying, how did you do that? Come on, tell me the secret.
Yes.
Ain't no way you could have done that in that short of time.
Yes.
I see that. I see it. I see it. Yes. People are going to be standing in awe at what God has done because you have stood true to his kingdom culture.
Amen.
We don't have to get ours like the world gets theirs. Amen. The Bible tells us plainly in Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of God. Amen. There's that word basilia, the kingdom. Seek first the kingdom and his righteousness. All these other things will be added unto you. I'm telling you tonight, mark it down, the clock has started to tick. I said a clock has started to tick and some stuff is coming. I'm talking about from heaven. It's a time of manifestation. It's a time that stuff is going to become made clear. It's a time. Those that have stood with God, I'm telling you, get ready. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Hallelujah. There's an explosion coming. It's going to be a God explosion. You've done so much for so long with so little. You qualify. Tell somebody my turn has finally come. Come on, the tide has turned. Come on, I'm talking to you, a king to some kings. Come on, the battle has turned into your favor. Where we have won battles in the spirit is going to start manifesting on the earth. The spoils are going to start manifesting on the earth. Favor is going to start coming on the earth. I'm talking about tangible favor. I'm not just talking about something you've been confessing. Something you're going to start possessing.
Yes.
Something you're going to hold in your hand.
Yes.
I've been waiting for this a long time.
Yes.
But here it is.
Yes.
Amen. Because you are a king.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Tell somebody again, I'm a king.
I'm a king.
I'm royal.
I'm royal.
Nothing arrogant about that. I'm here on a mission.
Yes.
You know, every kingdom, the characteristic of a kingdom is that a kingdom will always subdue other kingdoms.
Amen.
Of the increase of God's government, in Isaiah 9 and 7 or 6, the increase of his government and his peace, there'll be no end. It will continue to consume and take over. A good example of that was Daniel. Daniel was thrown into a pagan kingdom, Babylon. Babylon had one of the seven wonders of the world, the Hanging Gardens. It was a magnificent place. And here's little Daniel with a small group of Hebrews cast into a kingdom, a powerful kingdom. But they had been taught well enough to stand firm on the culture they were brought up in. And he told the prince of the eunuchs, we choose not to eat the king's meat. Give us pulse and water. And because they stood, they found favor. Amen. Tell somebody, stand. And you'll find favor. Now, initially, you stand, you may find, a hornet's nest been released on you. But you keep standing because favor will come to you. Daniel stood. They stood that initial test. They didn't eat that, and they looked better. They were fatter. They were fairer. They were smarter than all the others, and it caused promotion. As they continued to stand, there were those of the other kingdom that tried to dismantle them, discredit them. They could not find anything wrong with Daniel in his work ethic. They had to find something wrong as relates to his God. So they made up some stuff. And the king signed it with his signet ring that the law of the Medes and the Persians cannot be reversed. And then they lowered the boom on Daniel. But Daniel still stood. Huh? Daniel still stood. Go with me to Daniel right quick, to chapter 6. I just want to read a verse there to show you how when the kingdoms clashed, what happened? Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. After they conspired against him, lied on him, and trapped him, in Daniel chapter 6, starting at verse number 25, King Darius. This is what you are called to. That's why you cannot be afraid. We are not arrogant. We have no oppressive aggressions. We are kingdom servants. Daniel was not aggressive. Daniel was not trying to promote an agenda. He wasn't all up in anybody's face. He was just being Daniel. And see, like I said, what you carry will cause enough tsunamis without you getting into an argument over the Bible with your boss that ain't saved. You losing your job over. No, just let your light shine.
Amen.
Let God take care of some things. See, Daniel let his light shine, and they conspired against him. His light was shining so bright, and they couldn't find anything on him because he did things with excellence. And so they lied, they conspired, you know the story. But in chapter 6, verse 25, Darius, after they pulled Daniel out of the lion's den, and through the others that lied on him into the lion's den. Them same lions that didn't have no appetite the other night. They was licking bones before they even got to the bottom of the. Can you imagine that? These are the dimensions that the church is coming into, where what we have believed and what we have decreed and what we have sensed in the spirit dimension, you're going to see it on the ground. Come on, are you catching what I'm saying? You're going to touch it and feel it. What you have believed for, what you have decreed, what you have walked out in your life, you're going to be able to feel it. You're going to, some of y'all will be wondering, am I dreaming? Is this just a vision? Or, Lord, is this for real? It's for real. Tell somebody it's for real. Verse 25, it says, then King Darius wrote unto all people, nations, and languages that dwell in the earth, peace be multiplied unto you. He wrote unto all kingdoms, nations. Well, we'll get into this in another study, but governments are kingdoms. Nations are kingdoms. He wrote unto all of them and he said, peace be multiplied unto you. I make a decree that in every dominion of my kingdom, men tremble and fear before the God of Daniel. For he is the living God and steadfast forever, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed, and his dominion shall be even unto the end. He delivereth and rescues, and he worketh signs and wonders. Get ready. Tell somebody, get ready for signs and wonders. Tell them, get ready for some deliverances. He worketh deliverances, rescues, worketh signs and wonders in heaven and in earth. Come on, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth. Come on, somebody say, thy kingdom come.
Thy kingdom come.
Who hath delivered Daniel from the power of the lions. So this Daniel prospered in the reign of Darius and in the reign of Cyrus the Persian. This man had, he carried the kingdom culture. Amen. And he prospered in the midst of these pagan kingdoms. They couldn't destroy him. They couldn't stop him. Amen. When they tried to stop him, he got promoted. When they tried to kill him, he got promoted. No matter what they did, it all brought promotion to him. Ask somebody, are you ready to be promoted? Continue to take a stand in the kingdom culture of heaven, in God's kingdom. Keep carrying the kingdom culture. Don't get in a hurry. Don't try to, you know, manipulate and do this, take shortcuts. Just keep living for God. Keep walking with God in your domain, in your pathway. Keep walking with him. Don't get in a hurry. Because, see, God is the one that sends the kairos. You can't hurry things. Just learn, possess your soul in patience. But I am here to tell you tonight, somebody's time has come. Come on, the time has come. The clock is ticking and the time has come. Amen. Even knowing that, don't get in a hurry. Tell somebody, don't get in a hurry. Just rest in the Lord. Rest in him, wait patiently for him, rejoice in him, keep working your priesthood, keep praising him, keep worshiping him, keep preaching, keep teaching, keep praying, keep doing those things. But guess what? The royal is about to kick in. I said the royal priesthood. The kingship is coming. That mantle is coming upon the church. I'm going to show you how important this is. Only person we see Jesus telling is Nicodemus that you must be born again. But that's been the major message of the church. But the real message of the church is the gospel of the kingdom. He said, this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the earth. Then shall the end come. It's not the, the gospel of salvation is important, but that's a prerequisite to the gospel of the kingdom. See, the gospel of salvation, see, Jesus was the lamb that was slain. But I want you to take note of something right here. And I want to do a message on this one as well. I'm going to call it the last 40 days. You know, the first 40 days of his ministry, he was tempted by the devil. 40 days, devil tempting him. And, you know, we read of three of them, if you be the Son of God. But if we look at the last 40 days of his resurrection, go with me to Acts.
We invite you to worship with us. Please join us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sundays. See you there.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.